Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're so delighted and thankful for the opportunity to come to you again today to share some truths from the living Word of the Eternal God. Oh, what a wonderful privilege it is to know the truth which liberates and sets us free from the bondage of sin. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth personified. John 1 tells us that he is the Word. John 1:14 tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Notice, full of grace and truth. Verse 17 of John 1 says, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so we see the connection as to who the Word is. The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom grace and truth came to mankind and came into the world. Jesus is the truth personified, and that's why it's so important and vital that we read God's Word, that we hide His Word in our heart, that we learn to meditate upon His Word, and that we walk in obedience to His Word, because the Word of God is God's love letter to us, and it is a living Word. Oh, beloved, every time I look into the Word of God, I learn new truth. I see things that I've not seen before, because God's Word is a living, living Word. Now, today, we're continuing in our thoughts concerning the challenge to read God's Word through. We read many different books and spend much time on reading what man has written, but what about reading what God has written, beloved? Have you at any time in your life read the full passages of the Word of God? Have you read every book, the 66 books of God's Word? Do you realize that God's Word is the most important piece of literature ever written? Remember how we discussed this previously, and how that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. God's Word is going to endure. It's the most important piece of literature ever written, beloved. Have you read it? Have you read it? Have you hidden it in your heart? Remember, God magnifies His Word above His name. He tells us in Psalm 138:2. He magnifies His Word. That's how important His Word is. And in Exodus 20 and verse 7, He said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh His name in vain. Oh, beloved, listen, God's name is to be reverenced and to be honored, but above that is His Word. He says He honors His, magnifies His Word above His name, and God's Word brings people to Jesus Christ as Savior. Oh, beloved, that's why it's so important that we read and study God's Word, that we might be witnesses that would not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth, that we might be good witnesses. What is a witness? Well, a witness is one who tells what they've seen, what they've experienced, what they know to be true. That's what a witness is. And we, you and I, are to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. We're to be ambassadors. ambassadors for Christ, for we are from a foreign country. Heaven is our home. This is not our home. We're strangers and pilgrims here upon this earth. We who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, having accepted Him as Savior, this is not our permanent home. Beloved, you and I need to be getting ready for our permanent home, not getting ready to live here upon this earth a long time. Sure, the Lord has no problem with our enjoying living here and our enjoying having a home and a place to dwell, but we shouldn't put our emphasis on these earthly things. We should live with eternity's values in view, not live for the temporary that's passing away and that's not going to last and that's not going to endure, but living for that which will not pass away. That's why it's so important that we know God's Word and that we understand God's Word. God's Word prepares people for the future. You remember 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Man's seed is corruptible. Man's seed has sin involved in it, and it's corruptible seed, so that those that are born, human beings that are born with sin in them. They're born in iniquity and unrighteousness because we're given that Adamic nature that came all the way from Adam through the human race to each one of us. And so it's corruptible seed. But being born again, the second birth is of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hiding Word of God in our heart. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Yes, the gospel was taken first to the Jew, and then to the Gentile. And the gospel is recorded in 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4, where Paul says, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the gospel, the Word of God, that brings people to an acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And so is reading God's Word important? Absolutely, beloved. It's very important that we read the Word of God. God's Word brings blessing on those who read, hear, and obey it, beloved. God's Word brings blessing into the life of the individual who will read His Word and who will walk in obedience to His Word. Turn with me in your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 3. And I want you to know what John writes to us here in Revelation 1, 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. He said there's a blessing that comes from reading the Word of God. There's a blessing that will enrich your life as you get into the Word of God, and as you read it, there is truth that permeates your being. There's truth that has an impact upon your life and upon your walk. It is not, beloved, you can read novels and it's a waste of time. That is, it may be entertaining, but of what eternal benefit is it? But reading God's Word, beloved, is of eternal benefit as well as benefit in your walk right now. For there's blessings that come upon the individual who read God's Word. Jeremiah 15:16 states, Thy words were found, Jeremiah said, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Oh, yes, beloved, the Word of God, as you take it, as you meditate upon it, as you eat of the simple truth of it and the more involved truth of it, it will bless your life. It will bring joy and rejoicing to your heart and to your spirit. It will lift you up. Luke 11:28 states, "But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it." Blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it. Oh, beloved, there's a blessing that comes from hearing God's Word, obeying it, and keeping it. Turn with me to the book of James, a little short book in front of the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. And in James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, we see some beautiful truth written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God through James, the first pastor of the Church of Jerusalem. In James chapter 1, verse 22, we read, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Beloved, when we hear the Word of God and do not obey the Word of God, we're deceiving ourselves. And, beloved, you're deceiving yourself if you do not heed what I'm telling you today of the importance of reading the Word of God and obeying the Word of God. If you do not read it and obey it, beloved, if you hear it, and you go to church and you say, "Well, I've done my religious thing for the week. Now I can live the way I want to." You're deceiving yourself, my friend. You're deceiving yourself, and you're going to suffer the consequences of the deception. "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass." He's talking about looking into a mirror. "For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." You look in the mirror, and there you see a smudge on your face, but the phone rings, and you get distracted, and you go away, and you forget about the smudge on your face, and all day long you wear that smudge on your face. You could have done something about it, but you got distracted, and you didn't do anything about it. So is he, beloved, that reads the Word of God and doesn't do anything about it. Notice what he says, "For he beholdeth himself," verse 24, "and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." You see, beloved, the Word of God shows us who we are. It shows us the kind of person we are. If we're truly a child of God, it shows us to whether we're carnal or whether we're spiritual, whether we're walking after the flesh or whether we're walking after the Spirit, as we're told in the epistles. Beloved, how are you walking? Have you looked into the Word of God to see? Have you looked in to see what the Word of God has to say about your walk and about your talk and about the life you're living? Are you living according to the Word of God and the truth contained in it? Are you just a hearer who walks away and forgets what he heard? What about it, beloved? Till next time, goodbye, and the Lord bless you.